Glad to welcome our next guest to the program. She's been a part of the Humane Society of Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, for a long time. Now she's the new executive director there. Wendy Welling is here. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Pat. How are you this morning?
Welcome to your new gig. How are you liking it so far?
So far, so good.
And so you've jumped up to the executive directorship. Cindy Roach announced her retirement, and I'm hoping that there was some mentorship involved in this before she headed for retirement.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Cindy was amazing and still is, and her shoes are big ones to fill. But I have worked alongside her for 8 years now, and she's shared a lot and has been a wonderful mentor.
Well, that's fantastic. What do you intend to work on? What do you think is priority one for the Humane Society?
Well, if you look at our mission, I think that is our priority always, and that's that every animal receives protection, compassion, love, and care. And that also extends to their companion, and that is the person. So yeah. We want to support our community of animal lovers.
Biggest challenge of the organization to you straight out of the gate?
Well, I have to say, we're looking at the changing needs of our community. After the fires almost a year ago, we did discover that there is a need for low-cost medical, and so we are looking at launching that clinic in the fourth quarter of this year. So that is something we are working hard at right now.
And I know that that's not a new thing for you or for the Humane Society, because during the course of the fires, I know your organization, went to great lengths to make sure that people's pets were taken care of, no matter what that care involved.
Correct. And we did launch a pilot program during that time, and that's how we discovered the need is truly there. The other thing we've discovered is there's a need for people to have help with training their animals. There's a lot of animals that were displaced and are showing behaviors that they didn't before. So making that bond stronger between the human and the animal is really important to us, and keeping animals with their people.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the differences that I found, and I got a pup about a year and a half ago, and she was a puppy through and through, still is in many ways. And so I've taken advantage of the public training that's available and your Sebastopol location and with the Humane Society. And even though I've tried other trainers, et cetera, I've never found better people than live where you do.
Aw, thank you. Well, we have some really wonderful independent contractors, and they offer a wide variety of classes. So whatever your pet needs, we've probably got it.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know that a lot of people I know have taken advantage of, me too, is not just the classes that are involved, but it's also possible to get an hour of time with some of those trainers or Sue McGuire, behavioralist there.
Yeah,
and that sometimes getting me trained for an hour is much more productive than actually trying to put the pup through a class. You know what I mean?
That is very true.
Yeah.
And who's holding that leash? It's you. So you have to be trained just as well.
Absolutely. That is certainly the biggest lesson, I think, for all pet owners. Spay and neuter has been the driving force of so many organizations like yours, like the Humane Society. Where do we stand in terms of our community at being good at that part?
There's always room for improvement. I mean, we see at least 2,000 spay-neuters a year, and that's consistent every year. And our spay-neuter is funded by generous donations and, of course, a community foundation grant.
Uh-huh.
So we are very thankful for that. And we also are working with community partners just to make sure that if somebody calls them looking for low-cost spay-neuter, they can send them over here. We continue to work at it and try to get the word out as best we can, that we are a resource for that.
And are you thinking of expanding that program in any way, Wendy?
Not at this time. I mean, it certainly will play into our low-cost clinic as well. I think we will see some more spay-neuters as we start to reach out to that same community.
And what would you hope to accomplish, say, in your first year as executive director there?
Well, that's a big question.
I like your response.
Well, we have lots of initiatives, and I would say, obviously, the focus, as I mentioned, is the community outreach hospital, which is our low-cost clinic. And also, you know that we have a facility in Healdsburg, and so one of our big priorities is to make sure that we utilize that facility and get it filled, and we just hired a new manager for the shelter up there, and so we are working on our support systems and intake teams so that we can actually bring animals directly into that shelter and bypass our facility here on Highway 12.
Very good. Well, taking advantage of every single inch of space and of expertise that you can, that makes perfect sense to me. Any changes in staffing that are in the works or in the plans?
There is nothing specifically planned. I think that, you know, we're, our fiscal year starts in July, so we did bring on some new staff for these intake initiatives and other programs. There's always turnover, so I encourage everyone to check the website because it's an amazing place to work. We have an incredible team, and everyone here loves what they do and are so dedicated to the animals and the people of Sonoma County.
And Wendy, talk about volunteerism at the Humane Society, because that's such a big part of what you do.
It is, and we have over 700 active volunteers.
Wow, 700. Wow.
And they are the heart of this place. I mean, we walk through the halls, and they are there every day, rain or shine, mud in the yard, whatever it is, they get those animals out, they pet the cats, they do everything for us, and it's really, truly an amazing feat, because I know they could go elsewhere, but they love the animals too, and so that's what brings them back every day.
And it takes, you know, that kind of commitment from staff and from volunteers to keep making the impact that you do with the animals who end up at the Humane Society. And in, I know in many cases, you know, those animals are saved and are able to be placed with families because of that commitment.
That is correct. I mean, we had, I think, over 2,400 animals rescued last year. And one of the biggest shifts that I've seen in the last 2 years really is the focus on enrichment, which is making them happy while they're here. Because while we have a wonderful facility, Pat, it is still not the best place for an animal.
It's not home. It's just not home. Yeah.
No. And so we try to make it as enjoyable as possible. So we have Canine Exploratorium. It's almost like, you know, for kids, and they just go in and they can be dogs, you know, and then we have lots of things we bring to their habitats and give them things to keep their mind moving.
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings from Sue McGuire up there, the behaviorist, is when it comes to your own pets or your own dogs, be more dog. That's what she
totally
says. Yeah. You got to get down. You got to see what they're seeing. You got to behave like they're behaving on occasion, just on occasion. And
on occasion.
And it's a great learning exercise and a great place to volunteer, too, if you're looking for, you know, a productive and satisfying and rewarding way to spend your free time. Volunteering at the Humane Society is a great idea. If folks are listening are interested in doing just that, Wendy, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way is to go on our website and click on Get Involved and fill out the application, and then you'll come to an orientation, and there are so many different areas to be involved, from foster to even admin work. It just depends, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, use your expertise in whatever way you can. Well, Wendy,
exactly.
I'm glad to meet you, and welcome to the new gig, and I'm looking forward to you keeping us informed about not only what's going on up there, but also what you need from the community.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Pat, for having me.
Very good. That is Wendy Welling. She's the new Executive Director of the Humane Society of Santa Rosa, right there on Highway 12. You look for the big dog out front, and just another community asset that we have access to.